Scandinavian Airlines, also known as SAS, is ordering around 40 new long-distance planes, marking the company's largest ever investment. It's set to result in, among other things, more destinations for flights departing from Stockholm, Copenhagen and Oslo, the company says. It's estimated the move will create about 4,000 new jobs in the south of Sweden by 2030. The government's proposing offering financial support to public service broadcasters Swedish Radio and SVT to compensate for more expensive terrestrial network costs. In January, TV4 left the network, which sends TV and radio signals to roof-mounted antennas around Sweden, meaning Swedish Radio and SVT have had to pay to keep the system up and running themselves. The broadcasters say this resulted in hundreds of millions of krona in additional expenses. Culture Minister Parisa Liljestrand says the size of any government support would need to be investigated before a decision's made. This year's harvest could be much poorer than last year's, with grain yields expected to land at around 5 million tonnes, which is about 20% lower than in 2025. That's according to a forecast from the farmers' cooperative Lantmännen. It says winter damage, lack of rain and the drawn-out energy crisis have played a role, and the poor harvest could lead to higher grain prices in Sweden, although that isn't certain yet. And tonight, Sweden's World Cup fate will be decided as it plays heavy favourites France in the round of 16. Swedish Radio's football expert Johan Elmander, himself a former professional footballer, says it'll be hard for Sweden to face off against such a tough opponent, but there is still a chance. The match kicks off at 11 o'clock tonight, Swedish time, and about 20,000 people are expected to turn up at Stockholm's Olympic Stadium to watch the match live on big screens set up there. Similar screens are also going to be in place in other cities around the country. And those were Tuesday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another news update on Wednesday.